I'm joined now by Lisa Gruel, the Chief Advancement Officer with Wikimedia Foundation. Hiya, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, yeah. Thanks a million for taking the time to talk to me. I know you're very busy. I suppose the Wikimedia Foundation are best known for Wikipedia, but for anyone maybe living under a rock, maybe you might just explain a little bit more about the foundation and about Wikipedia?
Sure. So Wikipedia is an online encyclopedia. It's the largest encyclopedia in the history of the world. And it's written by people. It's written collaboratively by about 280,000 editors, volunteers around the world. We're in 300 languages, and about 10%, 10 to 11% of the articles are in English, and then 89% are in all other languages. So it is really a vast information source for the entire world.
Yeah, indeed. And it's free.
Yes, it is free.
Yeah, free.
Free in a lot of ways. Free in that it doesn't cost you anything to read it. And free in that we try to avoid influence by any kind of outside influence.
Great. Now, we'll come back to Wikipedia in a minute because we have a little celebration to mark. But, I mean, the organization Wikimedia Foundation is involved in a number of other areas. And you might just briefly even outline to us what they are. We don't need a lot of detail maybe on those today, but just briefly, what other areas is the organization involved in?
Yeah. So the Wikimedia Foundation supports a number of projects, Wikipedia, of course, being the largest. But there's Wikimedia Commons, which is a large photo repository of openly licensed images that anybody can use, as well as Wikidata, which is an open data project that we that is becoming increasingly kind of the back end of Wikipedia and of a bunch of other projects. Those are kind of the biggest ones that people might be most familiar with, and we provide the back end hosting. All the servers to make all these projects go, as well as kind of legal defense and other kind of support to the communities, the volunteer communities that create Wikipedia and the other projects.
Excellent. Yeah. So probably less known than Wikipedia, but nonetheless very important, and I'm sure projects that will maybe become better known as the years go by.
For sure.
Speaking of years, it is hard to believe that Wikipedia very recently celebrated its 20th birthday. So happy belated birthday. It was on the 15th of January, I understand.
Yes. A very, very significant milestone for us. And it was celebrated with parties throughout the world. It's certainly not what we had hoped for but 20 during this pandemic, we, took everything online, which I guess is, a little appropriate for us, but we're still hoping to have, some in-person parties throughout 2021, hopefully somewhere, someday.
All going well, yeah. So give us a flavor of what maybe has happened already that maybe people could look back at and then going forward, what's planned? I think because you've probably a year-long list of celebrations from what I gather.
Yeah. So it is... our movement, the Wikimedia movement, we call it, there's these little chapters throughout the world, including one in Ireland, and they're all celebrating it in different ways. The UK, for example, had a bake-off, where they people made Wikipedia cakes, and they were judged and all of that. We had a party on via Zoom for our editors, and we're going to continue to do that kind of thing. And there's just going to be different contests. If you go to wikimediafoundation.org, you'll see the link to the birthday site, and you can find different things that are going on throughout the world. And like I say, hopefully, we're hoping maybe next fall we can do some in-person things in different parts of the world. But for now, most of it is virtual, as is all of life these days. But still, it's been a really joyous celebration and really fun to see the world coming together to celebrate Wikipedia.
Yeah, great. And can you give me a flavor of the difference between Wikipedia today and when it started back 20 years ago? Just what are the sort of key differences as you would see them now versus then?
So I would say the biggest difference is the growth in languages. So, you know, it started in English and then, you know, took off in kind of Europe, right? So it started in the US in English, and then in different European countries, there were kind of communities formed in Germany and France, the Scandinavian countries and Poland, and those encyclopedias and those languages started to grow. What is remarkable today, I think, is, you know, Wikipedia is growing in languages that just don't have much of a presence on the internet at all, or a very few books that have ever been written, you know, in those languages. And so when you think about that, when you think about a language like Hindi, you know, a language that's, you know, spoken by, you know, a lot of people, but they don't have a ton of written material. And here they are writing an encyclopedia together that all of them can access. It's pretty significant for those, you know, I think us English speakers take for granted that we have libraries full of books.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's not true in every language. And so just creating a resource in those languages that like I say, have less written and less access to information is really impactful for the people of, you know, who speak and read those languages.
Yeah, and that's amazing. And as you said, it's now the minority language, English, in terms of the amount of languages that are in there and the amount of usage that it gets.
Yeah. I mean, it's still the largest encyclopedia, but, you know, the other languages together, obviously there's more there. So yeah, it's really exciting. And, you know, the other thing that's cool about Wikipedia is a lot of people think the other languages are just a translation of English, and that, you know, it's not the case. So, every encyclopedia is written by the people who speak and read those languages. So, you know, it's written in that cultural context, which is great. Now, you know, sometimes translation takes place. That's great, particularly for you know, articles that are pretty straightforward. But the cultural lens is something, and the kind of tailoring it to the individual culture is really, really important, and is something that happens on Wikipedia.
Yeah, so lots of kind of local communities, much like our one here on the north side of Dublin in Ireland, lots of local communities, I suppose, within Wikipedia then right around the whole globe.
Yes. And, you know, we come together usually once a year at a conference. It didn't happen this summer. We were supposed to all come together in Thailand, but we look forward to getting together in person again soon. And, you know, in the meantime, it's all online, how the communities are connecting.
Yeah, great. And we said earlier in the conversation, Lisa, that it's free. I mean, it's free from a financial cost, but free in many other ways, you say. But obviously, to keep the organization going, there are some finances required. And yes. How you fundraise and fundraising is obviously key to the success of the whole project. So you might just tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So we're funded by our readers. And, you know, we think that helps keep us free from any type of either corporate influence or government influence, which is really important for the integrity of the information and important for how it works. You know, our average donation is, you know, around 10 euros. And it, like I say, we get donations from all over the world. And, you know, about 7 million people a year donate to Wikipedia. And, you know, we have a great showing from Ireland. Ireland is very generous to Wikipedia. They definitely do their share and then some, which is fantastic, because there's a lot of countries, a lot of these languages that I mentioned, where, you know, people can't afford to donate anything to Wikipedia. So it's really great that, you know, a lot of the support, like I say, funds the entire thing, funds, you know, all of it in 300 languages. So, you know, a lot of people think that they're donating to cover their cost, right? But they're really doing a lot more, right? They're helping to bring knowledge to the world. and bring knowledge to parts of the world that really don't have a lot of access to knowledge. So those donations are really significant. They do more than you think.
Great. Yeah. Look, it's a fantastic project. It's a great story. It's a great success story. 20 years on the go this year. So maybe I'll wrap up by saying happy birthday to all of you again. And here's hope that it goes for many years into the future and remains to be free in terms of monetary value, but free from influence as well, as you said.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. And thanks to all the people in Ireland who've donated to Wikipedia.
Thanks a million. That's Lisa Gruel there. Lisa is the Chief Advancement Officer with the Wikimedia Foundation. Thanks so much, Lisa.